Hello, my name is Jeffrey Lowe. This is in correlation to our final for U.S. history and coronavirus. So starting with the first question, starting off my voice memo. The hardest challenge for us, my family, the pandemic has struggled with has probably been each other, actually. We have gotten very tired of seeing each other in the house, especially me and my sister. As the days went on, the fighting got worse, especially with neither of us having a job and schoolwork taking up half of our day. Once that was all over, it was very hostile between me and my sister. But now that I've seen my friends more often and I've hung out with my friends more often, and, you know, school's starting to wind down, and I have a job, and I'm getting out of the house more. Things are getting settled down for sure, and things are definitely back to how they were for the most part. So I think the most rewarding part about staying home for me was probably the fact that I could get all my work done for school. I know that kind of went hand in hand with the coronavirus, but I think that it really helped me. Even though it was hard to stay motivated, it helped me focus on my work, staying at home and finishing it all, and studying for all my big tests. I think the best parts of my day are when I finished all my homework, that sense of satisfaction, and the worst parts were probably doing homework in the morning. None of my family was infected by the coronavirus, my immediate family at least, and I'm pretty sure that goes for my further out family as well. So the stay-at-home order financially didn't really affect us. My mom's job is pretty foolproof as a doctor. If she wasn't doing cases or surgery in the urology office, she was working in the respiratory tent as a doctor, checking people who said they did have coronavirus and seeing if they were did actually have it. The homeschooling portion of COVID-19 was awful. I hated it with every bone in my body. It was so hard to stay motivated, especially with, you know, plenty of my friends just kind of blowing it off and, you know, going to have fun, like drive around or go swimming or whatever. It was so hard for me to stay motivated. I did, though, and I finished all my work from all my AP classes, and for that, I am super proud of myself. I think as time goes down, I heard something about coronavirus being over in 11/21. I hope not, because that would mean our next year is pretty much destroyed as well as senior year. I think that people might start to be more cautious of each other. I think as, even as it starts to wind down, people will still wear masks in public. People will still be more inclined to be inside when they can, because they don't want to catch the coronavirus, even if it's at minimal risk. I think that, and this might happen for the next couple of years, or it could be a couple months. I have no idea. I think I'm most afraid of is that me or family member is going to get the coronavirus. And that, you know, hopefully it's not an old family member, because it's very scary because they could die. But I'm also encouraged by the fact that modern medicine is very advanced, and countries around the world have come together to try to find a way to get a vaccine quickly. So I don't fear that, you know, if I did get it, it would be fatal or super detrimental to my health just because of how fast modern medicine is moving. Best case scenario in these situations is really just staying at home and not getting sick, you know, doing work from home, FaceTiming friends, doing whatever you can to stay sane, and, you know, just quarantining yourself so that our society can survive. Because we're physically separated still, I mean, it's kind of winding down now, but in the past couple of weeks, it was mostly my friends that I FaceTimed. I FaceTimed my friend Steven pretty much every day, whether it was working on homework or, you know, just kind of talking. And that's really helped me, you know, kind of stay, I guess, sane, yeah. But I also played a lot of video games with my friends. We did big, big lobbies where we had, you know, between 10 and 20 people playing the same game, and everyone was yelling and talking at each other. It was just a blast. But in these next few weeks, I'm hoping that as things start to open up, I can find ways to still hang out with friends that, and maybe not so such big of groups. After social isolation policies are rolled back, I'm looking forward to movie theaters. They didn't bring out the new Top Gun, which I was really bummed about. The next John Wick, I was really bummed about. I really hope that I miss the whole, you know, getting soda and popcorn and candy with some friends and watching a movie on the big screen. I miss that more than I thought. And then, you know, just being with my friends in general. I struggled with that during quarantine. I'm a very social person. I love to hang out with my friends. And when I couldn't do that, it affected me. I think we got lucky. The Roaring Fork Valley wasn't that greatly affected. There was Eagle that got the brunt of it, or the front of it. But here in Glenwood, we only had, like, right now we have, what, maybe two cases? Not even that? Maybe no cases? I can't remember exactly. My mom was telling me. But I think that it's just people are so... I think people were really kind of nervous here, adults, which helped us. I think that people were forcing their kids to stay inside, people were staying inside, and that's why it didn't spread. So I'm thankful for that, but I think it was definitely the social impact. You know, we adults in the Valley really just took out their families from the social picture, and that impacted my social life greatly because I couldn't hang out most of my friends that I wanted to hang out with. And I think the world will be changed by the COVID experience. I think people will be paranoid, especially where it's affected the most, you know, China, Italy, even the U.S. I think people will continue to wear masks for a long period of time after the coronavirus is over. And I think it actually might help the world and might unite us as the virus is still being trying to be procured. I think that countries coming together to fund research will be beneficial to the overall well-being of our relationships between all countries. That's about it.